gentlemen. I have members in after one, and I know all of us were mighty tired, poor, and we I don't know. And some of us will be slumbering because our stomachs are full. Let's start with the meeting. I welcome Cecilia and their colleagues, members. Welcome. We'll start our presentation. There are two apologies. One is from Madropa, who's attending a conference, and the second one is from the minister, who's also attending a meeting with the UN. Those are the two apologies. Can we start with our presentation? Sasa, over to you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members, and good day to you, and thank you for the opportunity. The purpose of our presentation is to report to the Portfolio Committee with regards to the disposal of our properties, both within the country as well as DECO properties, properties for land reform, human settlement, and other socioeconomic development imperatives. Including servitude, what we used to term commercial in our reports. And this is for the period 2011-2012 and for 2012-2013 financial years. Further to brief the Portfolio Committee on properties disposed abroad during 2011-2012 as well as 2012-13 financial years. And then further to update the committee on the progress made with regards to the immovable asset disposal policy. One of the key objectives of DPWEC is participate in building a developmental state. And this is done through the effective release of land for land reform purposes, for human settlements, for agricultural purposes, as well as for rural development fixing purposes. The disposal of property for socio-economic development programs, such as infrastructure development relevant to servitude, which is mainly to have installation for infrastructure such for Eskom, for their infrastructure requirements, for electricity connections, for roads, for water pipes, sewage, etc. In 2011-2012 financial year, Chairperson, we disposed the following properties. For human settlements in the Free State, we disposed of 1.672 hectares for the construction of integrated social housing. As you can see there, to the local municipality. For socioeconomic purposes, in that year, we disposed the following properties in Gauteng, Western Cape, in Impala, KwaZulu-Natal. We released land for development of a hospital. We also released land in the Free State, and that was 0.1568 hectares for construction of official residential accommodation, official quarters for the South African Weather Services. In total, for the year 2011-2012, we released 11.9202 hectares of land. The property is released for 2012-2013 financial year. We released two properties to the Western Cape. We released 6 hectares for the construction of a secondary school, and then we released another 3.4261 hectares for the commonly known as Dunoon for construction of community health center. In terms of foreign disposals, just a little bit in terms of background, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, commonly known as DERCO, they acquire and manage properties for RSA in foreign countries. This is in terms of custodial delegation that was granted via DPSA and with concurrence of the Minister of Public Works at that stage. And we can't find the National Treasury concurrence, but I would assume that was there. And DECO has the acquisition and management functions for properties in foreign countries, for RSA properties in foreign countries, save for the disposal function. That's left with the Minister of Public Works. But there's got to be concurrence between both parties before properties are disposed. Now, DERPO identifies properties that are no longer required for such purposes and then requests DPW to dispose such properties. Such properties are then subject to a process, one of which is investment analysis, a professional valuation, and then it also then informs the method of disposal, for example, a tender, auction, property broker, direct disposal, etc. For the year 2012-2013, no foreign disposal was effected by DPW, also in 2011-2012 financial year. In the 2010-11 financial year, DERPO requested the disposal of 13 Namibian residential properties, and subsequently six of these properties were disposed using the tender methodology. Seven Namibian properties, chairperson, are still pending disposal. I don't know if there's any questions before we move on to Lydia.
Yeah.
Does
the presentation on all members? Staff, are you saying you have disposed six properties?
Seven properties were disposed, seven are pending disposal.
But the memorandum that is submitted to the minister, the request that the minister used, you said there are 13 properties to be disposed in Namibia,
mm-hmm.
and in that memorandum, you indicated that five has already been sold out.
Mm-hmm.
In the memorandum.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you're saying right now.
Secondly,
I want to allow the members to come in. Secondly, Sasa, last year in May,
mm-hmm.
there were issues raised by the portfolio committee members, and on the 6th of June 2011, you submitted a memorandum where you said you have identified for 2011-2012 properties to be released.
Mm-hmm.
And this information you haven't given us today. But in Pretoria region office, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 properties. Free State, though in Free State you requested for investment analysis of portions. 1, 2, 3, 4. In Cape Town, you only spoke about one.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 1, 2, 3, 4. In Kimberley, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's in Kimberley, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. In Port Elizabeth, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In Durban, it goes on and on. This is the submission that you gave us last year on the 6th of June, 2011. Right now, what you are presenting to us, this information does not reflect in today's submission. Because let me finish, because you said it's for 2011-2012. And again, in Namibia, those who are going to get, going to succeed in their bidding, they are those who scored the highest amount. For instance, ERF number 3443 in Namibia, the highest scoring is 1,800,000. 1793 is 1,600,000. 441 has already been sold at a price of 800,000. ERF number 165, highest bidder to 1,001,11. ERF 368 is 800,000. ERF 520, 800,000. 357. So all this information you are not giving to us. I got it wherever I got it. But I wanted to caution to say, there's no way that you can tell the members of parliament that you are disposing property in Namibia. Meanwhile, you are not disclosing what property are you talking about. Who won the bid? At how much? Who decided on the pricing of those? That's what we want here. Honorable November, Honorable Tole, Honorable Dreyer, Honorable Wanyamabila, Honorable Swat.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation also. I think the Chairperson has covered me because the number of provinces that appear here are not the same as the number of provinces that we know of. And secondly, the pages are not numbered, but it's page 2, property release, or housing number 2. There is no extent how many hectares have been released. Yeah, thank you, Chair.
Honorable Tole.
Chairperson. I think if I spoke first before you speak, I can propose that if they can go back to their offices and come to us with the details and information that is correct. Because, Chairperson, you remember when they were presenting to Scopa,
yeah.
You was there,
yeah.
I was there. The information that is here it doesn't correspond to what they say to Scopa. So it means that they are not. They are not giving us the information that they're supposed to get, Chairperson. So it is unfair for them to come to us, the committee, with incorrect information.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I usually thank presenters for the presentation, but this time I don't think I can do it because it's very poor information given to us. And my concerns largely reflect the concerns of people who have already spoken. I just had a brief overlook. 2011-2012, there were only 5 properties disposed. It's not even one for every province. I simply can't believe that there's not a much bigger need, and at least in all the provinces, for properties to be disposed of for various purposes. Secondly, the information is also meaningless if you just get a raw figure and it's not put into context. So my question is, how many requests were there for that particular year or over a number of years in each province so that we can measure it? Say 5 has been released out of a request of 6, well, that's excellent. If it's 5 released out of a number of requests of 500, it's terrible. So we need to put it into context. And then for this financial year, 2012-2013, I see there are 2 properties, and they're both in the Western Cape. And it's also strange that where are all the other provinces? So my question is also then, on what basis do they release properties? Is it just on the basis of pressure? Because I know that from the Western Cape there was a lot of pressure, for example, for the Dunoon property, for the development of a community health center there. So that's been released, but it's only after intense pressure over a period of years now that property has been released. So if other provinces don't apply the same amount of pressure, it means that they won't be hurt and the properties are never released. So on what basis do they release or not release?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the information that has been given to us, it doesn't really assist us. Because what I was expecting from the report was supposed to indicate to us what was disposed, number one. Where was it disposed? Namibia is too vast, so we need to know because we were not there when they were disposing these properties. And also who disposed it and why were the properties disposed? At what cost, as they have indicated, because that is what we need to know. Then the other one, maybe just to indicate the delays in disposing the outstanding 7 Namibian properties. So, Chair,
it's not 7, Honorable, it's 5. The letter, the memorandum that was sent to the minister, it was saying 5 properties have already been sold out.
I think what you are mentioning, Chairperson, is the challenge that we were experiencing with this department of not being consistent when submitting figures. When they present to SCOPE, it's a different figure.
Yeah.
When they present to appropriation, it's another different figure. They come to us, it's a different figure. So at the end of the day, we become confused of which is the best chair. I think we have to indicate it. It's the best tendency. I think this one needs to be also taken up, right, because we can't afford a situation whereby we can sit here, you know, listening to different information, members of parliament having different information on the same item or on the same program, of which is not good, Chairperson. I will just propose that let's take as if there's nothing that you've received with regard to the properties that were disposed until we get the full detailed information which is consistent and also which will indicate the challenges, Chair, with regards to the disposing of properties, whether in South Africa or in foreign countries.
Honorable Manyamabila, look, Honorable Nwane, I apologize.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. Chairperson, first of all, I would like to know the policy document was presented in 2006, in February 2006, and between 2006 and 2012, nothing happened.
No, we're not talking about the policy. We're not talking about the policy now.
Yeah.
We're talking about the property.
The
property.
Yeah. Okay. So if but all what I know is that the policy has not been approved. What are they using for disposing? What policy are they using for disposing? Because it has not been approved by a parliament. And we've got a disposal for disposal. We've got market-related prices against the socio-economic purposes. So I mean, it boils back to the same point about the policy that needs to be wrapped up before. And then, what are they, if they are transferring the properties or the assets from the national government to the other sphere of government, what are they using? What policies are they using? So I think I fully agree with my colleagues that really this is not what we're expecting from the department. I also do have that's why I'm sort of agitated. I do have the list of those properties that they promised that they would be disposed of between 2011-2012 financially. But now it's something totally different and something that it's not even half of those assets that they said they would be disposed of. I think, Chair, we need a full briefing of what happened.
Honorable Sergeant, you'll be followed by Honorable Gayla and Mama.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much for the presentation. Some of my questions have been covered by my colleagues, but I've got only two questions to ask with regard to foreign disposals. It shows that I just want to know the time frame for if you're doing the disposals, because here it is actually saying that in 2010-2011 financial year, DILCO requested the disposal of 13 Namibian residential property, and it shows that subsequently 7 properties were disposed using tender methodology. 7 properties are pending. But also, when you go to the slide in the upper where they are saying that in 2011-2012 there was no disposal. So I want to understand, that's why I'm asking regarding the time frame, if really out of 18 the department managed to dispose only 6, and 7 are still pending. But I just want to know the time frame, because it actually automatically shows that it can actually overlap to 2011-2012. But it says that in 2012-2011 there was nothing that was disposed. So I just want to know exactly what time frame and how long and the method that they've used and then for these others to be pending. What actually happened with regard to that? Thank you very much.
Honorable Gayla.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with my colleagues that the information we have not the information they gave to SCOFA. And you would remember very well, Chairperson, my mind serves me right. Last week, the same officials were here, and they didn't give us full information. Now, it seems they're taking this committee for granted. It is the same officials which didn't give us full information last. Now they come here this week, again not giving us the full information. It's either there's no respect for the committee, whichever. I would support my colleague with the stroller here that let them go and get us proper information. The time has come that this committee must be respected. That's all that I want to say. Thank you.
Mama. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm covered, more especially by the members who are saying that we need a clear presentation, not this one. Also, what I must say is that it is not clear what is the relationship between the DECO and DPW. Because they are saying that DECO inquires and manages the properties. And when it's, and I don't know, when it's no longer required, it's then that the DPW comes in to dispose. If they can just clarify us further, at what stage when the DPW comes in, because it's not clear to us when is DECO is in charge and when is DPW is to dispose the property then.
Thank you, honorable members. Honorable members, we're not officials from the Department of Public Affairs. We're not trying to be funny. This is the document that you gave us last year on how we are going to do it, how are you going to dispose. And everything here is in here. And it's not the same with what we are presenting today. And it's not the same with what you presented to SCOPA. So can you leave us packing at best and go and come back with proper information, not some stuff. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, I just clarify one thing. The request was for 2011-2012, 2012-13. I have the full information here for 2011.
If you have got information, why did you present it?
No, Chairperson, the request was requesting for those two financial years, and it didn't extend to
2010-2011. Sir, here is disposal for 2011-2012. I can give it to it. It was submitted by the 18 DG. This all information was submitted by the 18 DG, Mr. Bugaya.
Because the one that I submitted is
2010. Let us have a dialogue.
Okay.
We are not going to take anything that is not, doesn't correlate with what you said last year. Because here you are talking about 2011-2012. We are not trying to be funny. We cannot always allow you to come and give us different information. Every day you come with new stories and we are sitting here as if we are cabbages. No, we cannot. I
don't
remember, the meeting is off.
I just want to check that the information on policy is here, because we requested for the questions that were raised on policy. We have not presented on that, but we can present
still on policy. Still on policy, there are serious gaps that we need to talk about. Can you present on policy? This one, I must just take it and bring back correct information. And this information that you are given us on policy, February 2006. Ever since 2006, it has been filed in their offices. 2006 draft policy, from nothing has been happening from 2006.
Thank you, Chair and Honourable Member. The department is currently working on finalising the policies that the chairperson has got in the draft, so that we can, the purpose of that framework is to clearly set out the vision of the department in disposing of immovable assets under its custodianship, and also to address that some of the questions that were raised here, questions like why do we dispose, what do we dispose, when do we dispose, how do we dispose immovable assets. To answer again the question that has been raised, that which is asking how we are disposing if we don't have a policy. We're guided by existing policies. There are a number of pieces of guidelines and policies that guide the disposal of immovable assets in public ways. We are not disposing in a vacuum. It's just that they are sitting everywhere. For instance, we are mentioning here the property management guideline that guides every detail of disposal, the principles of immovable, the disposal of immovable assets that are provided for in GIAMA, the property management business processes, the relevant federal regulations, they are guiding the disposal of immovable assets currently. But we realized long ago, hence the policy that is a draft is 2006, we realize that we need a consolidated policy that is going to guide the disposal. Let me address this before I move forward to talk about the policy. This policy has seen about four ministers. They said, in fact, Honorable Members, Deputy, I didn't write this thing down because I didn't know this was going to be raised. This policy we did with the Department of Public Enterprises, exactly the same. They almost, let me not say they copied, were a task team with the Department of Public Enterprises. We did this policy together. We submitted to Cabinet for approval. The one for public enterprises was allowed to move forward because there was no question on the public enterprises. They sit under one minister. There was a question raised by the Department of Land Affairs then that they were not consulted. So our policy was not approved by Cabinet. It was taken back. We went back, we consulted. That was during the time of the late Honorable Minister Stella Starr. When Minister Thokodidiza came in, we presented the same policy. This is what has happened. We need to tell the members. When the next minister came, we presented the same policy. It was amongst ourselves discussing that because you can't go out to other government departments with the ministers having not approved. We presented to Minister Gwen Mashangu Nkambinde. We have not presented to Minister Ngwesi for one reason. We are finalizing life cycle immovable guidelines for GIAMA. We wanted to align it. We are working on that. Otherwise, that's the policy we have been trying to get approved.
But Cecilia, tell me. You know, it's embarrassing, It's embarrassing for you as officials to come with this lengthy explanation that doesn't assist us. My question is, there's no sense of agency in the Department of Public Works. For 6 years, Minister, you go on saying four ministers, talking about four ministers. And you know, things are changing. The world is changing. You still want us to accept this. And meanwhile, you know that there are gaps here. For instance, you are talking about selling out of properties an official can get a property, buy a property and do this. And you know what? Just because members of parliament are staying in parliamentary villages, that's how you cover yourself. You say you can buy property. And that's why this thing is not working. I went through this policy. And you are coming up with excuses, Cecilia. It's not on. It's not correct. How, you know, you can come with regulations, what treasury, to us it doesn't say something, it doesn't say anything. We want the policy last. You have to dispose that. 6 years down the line, people getting salaries every month. Oh, no, man.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I'd like to ask a question, a very specific one. On page 6 of 37 in this 2006 document, it says effective date. The immovable asset disposal strategy and policy comes into effect immediately upon approval by the top management committee of the relevant custodian department. Now, I want to ask, who is the top management committee of this department by name? If you can name them, because these are the people that are responsible, and I would then like to make a suggestion once we've got this answer.
No, I just wanted to say, just a comment, Chairman. The issue of having four ministers is really not, it's not an issue.
Mm.
Politicians come and go, but the public servants will remain there, as they are still there. So the issue of them saying that there were four ministers, the policy should have, you should have continued, you cannot wait for 6 years because there were four ministers. That's what I'm trying to say. What was happening within the 6 years? Because the politicians, tomorrow there will be another minister, there will be other members in this committee, but you as public servants, you'll remain there. What were you doing within these 6 years to make sure that there is a policy? Because it is your duty, it's not the minister's duty to draft a policy.
That's it, yeah.
This draft the honourable member has got is the 2006, the 2012 draft is talking about the Minister of Public Works. The 2012 draft is talking about the Minister of Public Works. That is the fully. The reason for the relevant officer at the time that we're approving and we're drafting the document, we meant it to be covering all the custodians. When we failed to get any one minister to approve, we changed it so that it will be talking to public works. The latest that we've got now is talking to public works only so that we can get it approved, implemented. When we test it, then we can roll it out to other government departments.
We are playing. You know, I'm getting more and more confused about this policy. If they're saying another one is giving the powers to the minister, let's make it the top management committee. The one that talks about the minister, where is it? I don't see any reason for us, Chairperson, holding this document now.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be just wasting our time.
Honorable Dreyer, I want to close this meeting. Madam Chair, just a last comment. I mean, it's totally unacceptable. I support you. I mean, the document we get, the document that's distributed, I ask a question, quoting from a certain page on a specific document, and then I get an answer referring me to another document which we don't have in front of us, which gives contradictory information. We can't work like this. If this document's not relevant, why do they distribute this one, and where's the other one that they're referring to that we haven't seen? This is totally unacceptable, and I suggest we as a committee express our strongest possible disapproval.
Especially that we gave them 2 weeks to say they must come back to us with proper information. Honourable members, it doesn't. We do have a copy that is from Public Works. simply there. Can you please go back to Pretoria? Go back to Pretoria. Come back with full information of property that has been disposed in foreign countries. Here in South Africa, the information that we were given by the 18DG, this very file, I'm sorry, mind my language. This file, it's not from us. It was submitted by you people, by the Department of Public Works. Information is in here and doesn't tally with what they're saying right now, with their submission. With due respect, Minister, can you please turn around to Khan and come back with proper, correct statistics, correct information, and also, I don't understand why you should say those with the highest bidder are the ones that qualify to buy. If a person has got 1,100,000 and other one has got 1,600,000, the one with 600, as if we are gambling, it's lotto, get rich scheme. That's how we are doing it. And the criteria that is used there, what is it that is happening there? We are doing this because you don't have a policy, so it's guesswork. And also, we are told that, I don't want to say this, those who qualify, let me quote properly. With foreign properties, you are not using property charter. Property charter is only used in South Africa when disposing this land. Why don't you use property charter abroad? Why is it? Because you are told that it's only used in South Africa. Outside, they can gamble and get whatever they want to get. We are saying as members of parliament, property charter must be used whether it's in foreign land or it's in South Africa. It must be the same. Honourable members, there's this Namibia property still here. Can we get the correct information? Let me quote the ERF. 3443-1793-441-165-368-520-3571-2393-4-239-1-386-044-1042. Those are properties that are in Namibia. Can we get full report on these properties? I can also quote the amount of these properties. The amounts depend on the highest bidder. I want them to bring correct. Pumzile,
Chairperson, I think there was even no need to mention them because they know them. But the only problem is that they decide which information must they provide to the next committee, which information must they hold. But they've got the full information. The document that you are reading is the document that was coming from the same department. So it's not a different department. They've got the information, let them provide us with the accurate and relevant information.
Madam Chair, yes, I want to raise another matter. With this, the officials travelling up and down, and then with nothing really to show for it because they bring us very poor information. But every time it's at the expense of the taxpayer, and it amounts to fruitless and wasteful expenditure because there's no proper oversight because of the poor quality or the lack of material. So we should start looking at actually charging the relevant officials for the cost involved.
Honourable members, my apologies, the meeting is adjourned until further notice.